Brothers and sisters in Christ, as I've said before, as a priest, I tend to get into very interesting conversations with people, especially in public. True story, about 3 or 4 years ago, I go to the dentist office, and I'm sitting in the waiting room. And across from me is an older gentleman seated there. And of course, you know, I'm in my collar. And he says, "Hey, can I ask you a question? Where do you get one of those?" And I didn't want to tell him because I didn't want him to like go out and buy it and start wearing it. So I said, "Well," I said, "you know, there's these stores and you know they sell priestly attire to priests." And he said, "Oh, that's okay." He said, "Because I'm an atheist." Oh, that was a shock. He said, "Can I ask you a second question?" I said, sure. He says, "If Christians believe in the afterlife and hope that they will be with God in heaven, why then do they not think that death is a good thing?" And my response was to him, I gave him St. Paul. I quoted to him today's second reading. "Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ and death is gain." He says, "Life is Christ and death is gain." And so I proceeded to explain to him that as Christians, we have a very, very different view of suffering and death. The context in which St. Paul is writing this, he's writing, first of all, from prison, and he's being put on trial. And St. Paul is placing his life completely in the hands of God. This alone gives him the ability to face any trial that comes his way. And so if his legal proceedings lead to his release, so be it. Or execution, so be it. Either way, he knows that he will glorify God, whether by life or by death. Whether he will be released and continue his life as a missionary, or whether he will come to know Christ in the fullest way possible by dying the death of a martyr. As we know, eventually Paul died a martyr's death. Paul was beheaded outside the walls of Rome. But he was only able to do so because he looked at death not as the world does, but with the eyes of faith. For this reason, Paul was able to call death a gain. Because for a person who dies in the grace of God, it means entering into the joy of the Lord. It means seeing God face to face. And this is what was lacking in the atheist to whom I spoke in the dentist office. Because he did not have faith, he could not see the value in suffering and the value of death. I had a college professor ask me one time. He was a Catholic, and it was at a Catholic university. He asked us, what was the last deceased person that you saw on television? It's very interesting. Mother Teresa, 1997, and John Paul II, 2005. Very interesting that they showed them on national TV. It's because as Christians, we have a very, we don't look at things as the world looks at things. As Christians, we have a very distinct and very significant way to look at death. Because originally, we were not meant to die. Death, as we know, is the result of original sin. In God's original plan, there would have been no death. If Adam and Eve had not sinned and wounded the human race, there would be no death. But as you know, this is something that we've all experienced, having friends and loved ones experience suffering and death. Even me, myself, as you know, I've mentioned it before, that my father died of brain cancer when he was 43 years old. So this is something that's been very close to me and very meaningful to me. That even though we were not meant to die in God's original plan, because Christ died, he has transformed death. Our Lord's death was a death of love. If we look at the crucifix, it is a reminder that he offered his life out of love for you and for me personally. That if I was the only one on the face of the earth to have sinned, or you were, he still would have died on the cross for you and for me. And as he offered his life on the cross, Jesus was in union with the Father. He was in union with the Father, united in love. He prays from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And so you see, having the eyes of faith changes the way that we see everything. If we look at things with the eyes of faith, supernaturally, seeing things the way that God sees them, not as the world sees them, we look at life differently. We look at our relationships, our marriages, our family life. We look at them differently. What it means to suffer and what it means to die. For the man I spoke with in the dentist office, there was no reason to suffer. For him, it had no meaning, no value. It was simply darkness and loneliness. But for the Christian with the eyes of faith, we are able to see how Christ has transformed suffering, that he has transformed death. There are two very practical ways that we can live this out. Trying to live out this supernatural view, looking at suffering and death with the eyes of faith. The first way is to truly pray for our deceased loved ones. We don't exactly know what happens to a person when they die. The only people that we know 100% for sure are in heaven are the canonized saints. And so we pray for the deceased. And we pray specifically that their sins may be forgiven. We know that none of us are perfect, but we need to be perfect and purified in order to enter into the union with God in heaven. So we pray that their sins may be forgiven, that they may be purified so that they can enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is actually one of the greatest ways that we can continue to love our deceased relatives and friends. Because we know, as Christians, because we know that death is not the end, that our relationships with those who have died, they continue. They are changed, sure. But they do continue. We can continue to love them. We can continue to have a relationship with them. And specifically by praying for them. And especially having masses offered for them. This is a practice that, especially for some of us young people, our parents and grandparents do an awesome job with this. And it's something that we can't forget to continue, to have masses said for the deceased, because the mass, and as you know, every mass has a particular intention attached to it. And most of the time, it's for a deceased person. And the reason is because the Mass is the most powerful prayer there is. Yesterday was just the feast day of Padre Pio. When Padre Pio would offer Mass, he would have visions of souls being released from purgatory, processing into heaven. And so the power of the Mass for the deceased, so that they can be purified and enter into the glory of heaven, is extraordinary. The second practical, or sort of practical way, of living this supernatural view of suffering and death is to see great value in it. That these are not moments of emptiness for us. Most of us experience in our lives moments of intense suffering, moments of intense trial. And we have to approach those not as the world does and say, oh, forget suffering, and just push it to the side. But how do we approach suffering? How do we approach death as Christian men and women? It is not out of fear, not to approach these things in fear. There is nothing to fear. That if a person is living in the state of grace, that these moments of suffering and death, they're moments of intense union with Christ. Jesus who suffered, Jesus who died. It's often said that Jesus came not so that we would not have to suffer and die, but that Jesus came so that we would know how to suffer, so that we would know how to die with him in the Lord. And so these two ways really allow us to approach these very difficult circumstances of our lives on earth. Suffering and death are always a part of our lives. It's something that we deal with and will deal with, and something that we know that we've had friends and relatives in these situations. So let us never forget to pray and to continue to love our deceased relatives and friends with our prayers. And secondly, to see great value that Jesus came to suffer and die so that in our suffering and in our death, we could meet him and be one with him. And so with St. Paul, we are able to say, life is Christ. My life truly is Christ. And death is gain. Amen.